a sad, sad day. In the book of Revelation, words in chapter 16 state, they'll be gathered their great armies for that battle on that day. From the opening of the first seal to the battle of Armageddon, there'll be trials and tribulation, there'll be sorrow and despair. But he told you not be troubled if you only watch and pray, so that you will be found worthy to escape that time and day. In the pages of your Bible, turn to Matthew, you will see, as it was in the days of Noah, the return of Christ shall be. There'll be prophets to deceive those that will not believe his word. There'll be many left asleeping in that great day of the Lord. From the opening of the first seal to the battle of Armageddon, there'll be trials and tribulation, there'll be sorrow and despair. But he told you not be troubled if you only watch and pray, so that you will be found worthy to escape that time and day. There's a time in tribulation when the locusts will sting men, and they'll curse and ask for death to come, but death will flee from them. Then God will raise two prophets who proclaim his holy word, and for 2 and 40 months they will bring plagues upon the earth. From the opening of the first seal to the battle of Armageddon, there'll be trials and tribulation, there'll be sorrow and despair. But he told you not be troubled if you only watch and pray, so that you will be found worthy to escape that time and day. There'll be nation against nation, there'll be wars and rumors of war. There'll be great signs in heaven, in the sun, the moon, the stars. Oh, the hearts of men will fail them, there'll be gnashing of the teeth. Those who seek it will receive it, mercy at the Savior's feet. From the opening of the first seal to the battle of Armageddon, there'll be trials and tribulation, there'll be sorrow and despair. But he told you not be troubled if you only watch and pray, so that you will be found worthy to escape that time.